This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. He's a longtime buddy of ours. He covers the Cavaliers for the Chronicle Telegram. He's been on the Cavs beat for a very long time. He's Mr. Bob Finan. Hello, Robert.
Hey.
How you doing today?
Doing well. Thank you very much. Did you think you'd be sitting here covering a first-place team with a big lead in the East at the All-Star break?
Not exactly, no. You know, we all thought they were going to be a very good team, but they've far exceeded everyone's expectations. And they with this recent trade... They're going for it, and I'm starting to believe.
All right, what did you need to believe? Let me ask you that, just to hear you say it, because I know you know this team as well as anybody over the last, you know, couple years. I'll be nice, couple years.
Yeah, way too long.
I know.
they needed another wing, and the one they got, DeAndre Hunter, is. Just really the perfect fit for the team. And he's seen him up close, and he is really long. And I've been pretty impressed with him so far. He, you know, he'll defend some of the best offensive players on the other team, and he can really shoot the ball. I will say, he isn't a great rebounder, looking at his numbers through the years, but there's not much not to like about this guy and the move. I mean, I hated getting rid of George and Caris LeVert, but, you know, you got to give up guys like that to get players like DeAndre Hunter. You don't get guys that average 19 points a game very often at the trade deadline, and that's what Kobe Altman did.
The question now is, okay, and he's clearly going to get a lot of minutes, as he should, how is Kenny Atkinson going to use him, Bob? We've seen him in the starting lineup when Max Strus was out for the first game when Hunter played for the Cavs, and then we saw Max Strus back in there last night against Toronto and Hunter coming off the bench. Where do you like him better? What role does he fit better in, and what role fits better, I guess, maybe for the team?
Well, I thought all along that he was going to start. And, I mean, he's just a little better, a little bit better player than Max Strus. But I have a feeling that Kenny's going to bring him off the bench. What's important, Atkinson always says, what's important is that who finishes the games, and oftentimes it will be DeAndre Hunter. But I think he hasn't come out and said this as far as I know, but I think they're going to keep Max in the starting lineup, and you know, bring DeAndre off the bench. And what's going to really cloud things up is when Okoro and Dean Wade come back. I don't know how they're going to play all these guys. It's going to be really difficult to play them all. And, you know, I think the rookie Tyson maybe will get pushed out of the rotation. Craig Porter probably for sure. I hope they keep playing Sam Merrill, and I think they will. But it's just going to be really difficult to find playing time for all these guys.
Were you good with the way they started things last night with Hunter coming off the bench? Do you think that that's the future?
Yeah, I think that's the way he's going to go for a while. And, I mean, these things have a way of working themselves out a lot of times. But I think he's going to stick with Strus and bring DeAndre off the bench.
What's the key to what Kenny Atkinson has done with this team?
It's hard to answer that. He has a really good relationship with the players, but so did the Bickerstaff. But he's very analytically driven, and he just has a way of breaking down these games that I haven't seen that in a long time. I mean, he's just a really a good coach so far that I've seen. He hasn't made many mistakes at all. I can't think of any, actually. But he's it's just hard to answer why he's been so good, but he certainly has been.
One thing that we talked about a little earlier, Bob, and mm-hmm. I think that the way Kenny has played a lot of guys and watched minutes is part of this. The core four, Evan Mobley, Jared Allen, Disc, and Donovan Mitchell have missed a combined 11 games so far this season. That's it. And some of those have just been because you're sitting him out for a little bit of rest. That's I think it's more than being lucky when it comes to injuries. And I wonder what you think about how much the way Kenny has used this team has played into that really good stroke of well, let's just call it good fortune there.
Well, he's thinking, he's like forward thinking. He's thinking about how, when something happens, now how will the players react to something in the playoffs? It's all about the playoffs and doing well in the playoffs. And these reduced minutes, they're trying to keep these guys fresh for April. And the way he's cut down on the minutes with all of the guys has been pretty impressive. You said that they've only had their entire team together, as far as I can figure out, for one game. And so these guys are all, they should be pretty healthy coming out of the All-Star break, and we'll see how it goes here the rest of the way. But they should be awful fresh when the first round of the playoffs comes.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Come around.
Bob, I know they have a 5.5 game lead on the Celtics, but you know what's the difference between the Celtics and the Cavs right now to maintain that and to not even for the rest of the season, but as you talked about, just as we head towards the playoffs, how much better are they now with Hunter going up against the Celtics than they were before Hunter?
I really think this move was predicated on how they match up with Boston. It came, the trade deadline was like, what, a day or maybe 2 days after they got beat by Boston. And, it might have opened their eyes a little bit. But I think Boston is still the team to beat. I mean, New York is still playing really well. It's not going to be an easy, but if Cleveland and Boston don't meet in the East Finals, it's going to be a shame because it really – has the makings of a great series. But I think the Cavs will hold on. They've got a 5.5 game lead, like you said. And getting that number one seed is going to be important because you want to play at home for that potential game seven because, for one thing, they play so well at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. And, you know, they all laud how the fans have helped them. And, I'm starting to believe that as well.
Bob Fadan joining us. He covers the Cavaliers for the Chronicle-Telegram. The Cavs did not get Ben Simmons in the buyout market. He went to the Los Angeles Clippers. Do you expect them to maybe pick up somebody else down the road or anything? Alex Len was out there. He ends up going to the Lakers. Or do you think they're going to stand pat?
I think they could use another big, and I hope they do. And I was intrigued by Ben Simmons, even though the guy doesn't shoot the ball. He does a lot of other things very well, and he also does 6'10" very well. I mean, he's a very interesting player.
Yeah, but can defend just about anybody.
He can. He's a really good defender. He passes the ball well. He can handle it. There's a lot to like about him other than the fact that he won't shoot the ball. And I don't know why he doesn't, but he just doesn't. But I had talked myself into that one. And so I think there's some guys out there. I don't have all the names, but I think they will try to pick up another big. I think it would make sense if they did. But you know, it's coming up. It should be happening here in the next within the next week, I think.
Bob, All-Star game coming up here. Who do you like? Chuck's Global Stars, Kenny's Young Stars, Shaq's OGs, or Candace's Rising Stars? Or can we just get rid of the whole thing?
God, when I was younger, I used to love watching the All-Star games.
And you rooted for the East, didn't you?
Oh, I most certainly did.
Yes.
Although I liked Kareem a lot. But now it's hard to watch. I'm sorry. I know that's not the politically correct answer, but I try to avoid it.
Wow.
It's just, it's not my cup of tea.
What could they do better? Should they get rid of it? Should they
become a spectacle?
I mean, I'm watching the NHL right now. They've got this Four Nations Cup thing. I think it's kind of a cool idea, but those guys are playing super hard. The winner of this gets $1 million, right? Out of these four, it depending on what team you're on.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so.
No, I don't know what to do better. I would go back to the old format, East versus West, and play it that way. But I don't know. I don't have the answers on that one.
Can you make heads or tails out of the Luka Doncic to the Lakers deal?
Boy, you know what? I love Anthony Davis as a player, even though he got hurt in the first game.
Right. He's a great player when he's healthy.
He really is. But I think he's 31. And Luka's, what, 25?
Yep.
There just has to be something that went on behind closed doors that just turned them off on him. You just don't trade players like that. I mean, he's a walking triple-double. And, you know, he's really going to fortify the Lakers down the stretch here and for years to come, long after LeBron's gone, probably. But, I just really can't believe it. And it was the most shocking trade I'd seen in several years.
I agree with you. Enjoy the All-Star break, buddy. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, Bob.
All right. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Bob Finan covers the Cavs for the Chronicle-Telegram. Bob does a great job of it. And so go read his work. He's the king of the one-sentence paragraph.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.